A Philadelphia-based artist has won a major craft award that comes with $100,000. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the artist uses materials sourced directly from her enslaved ancestors.
Her name is Adebunmi Badebo. She's originally from Maplewood, New Jersey, moved to Philadelphia in 2021. She won the annual craft prize from the Maxwell Hanrahan Foundation of the San Francisco Bay Area. Badebo works in a lot of different kinds of materials, like ceramics, paper pulp, textile, wood, but it's all connected to her family's past. Like she makes clay vessels made from dirt gathered at the cemetery where her enslaved ancestors are buried in South Carolina.
My ancestors claimed the woodlands, you know, the part of the plantations that weren't viable, and buried their loved ones. After emancipation, they continued to bury there. In a way, my family never severed because they continued to bury and visit loved ones.
Some of Badebo's work is currently traveling the country, accompanying a major exhibition of pottery made by 19th century black artisans of South Carolina. But more locally, she's in a smaller group show at the Arthur Ross Gallery on the Penn campus. In that show, she includes pews salvaged from a church that her ancestors built on the South Carolina Cemetery in 1890. The pews are accompanied by a song. That church is still used by descendants, and on a recent visit, Badebo happened upon a service.
I'm always there just with my phone out, recording the sounds of the birds, the trees, the thunderstorms, the train that cuts through the plantation. But that was a really special moment to capture.
The exhibition at the Arthur Ross Gallery is called Songs for Ritual and Remembrance. It's on view until September 17th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.